I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Hello. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the number of Palestinians killed during Israel's military campaign has risen to more than 40,000. It says more than 92,000 people have been wounded since the conflict began last October. Mustafa Barghouti, the general secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, says the figure is verifiable.
This number is absolutely correct because each of the 40,000 names are published. They are recorded. Each name has a photo of the person who was killed and an ID number. So I have no doubt whatsoever that the number is correct. The problem is that there are 10,000 other people who were killed who are not recorded yet because they are missing under the rubble.
Israel disputes these figures. A Russian court has sentenced a woman with dual U.S. and Russian citizenship to 12 years in prison for treason. Ksenia Karolina was convicted by the court in Yekaterinburg for donating $50 to a pro-Ukraine charity shortly after President Putin ordered the full-scale invasion. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned violence against women after a night of protests across the country over the rape and murder last week of a young doctor in Kolkata. Mr. Modi demanded swift punishment for those who committed what he called monstrous acts against women. Protests by thousands of women and medical staff have been fueled by accusations of an attempted cover-up at the hospital where the 31-year-old woman was killed. From Delhi, here's Devia Arya.
It carries a lot of weight when the Prime Minister speaks about it, and that too on India's Independence Day, which is being marked today, and that was the event where he was speaking. But earlier, the Prime Minister has been criticised for staying silent on gruesome cases of sexual violence, the most recent being the parading after the rape of two women in India's northeastern state, Manipur. He spoke about the death penalty and he said that we need to highlight that the death penalty should be given to people who commit such crimes.
Student-led crowds in Bangladesh are patrolling part of the capital, Dhaka, to prevent any gathering of supporters of the ousted Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina. Some suspected members of her Awami League have been beaten with bamboo canes. Thursday marks the anniversary of the assassination of Sheikh Hasina's father in a coup in 1975. The area around the house in Dhaka where he was killed was the scene of huge pro-government rallies on previous anniversaries. This man explains why he's there.
Today, the Awami League is mourning day, which they have been commemorating until now. And today, they want to come here and incite anarchy. Since we are now in a new Bangladesh, the students and ordinary people are here to prevent unrest.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. An Iranian military advisor in Syria is reported to have died of wounds suffered during an airstrike in the past few weeks. The semi-official Iranian news agency Fars said he was a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Aerospace Force. The biggest party in Thailand's coalition government has chosen the daughter of the billionaire former leader Thaksin Shinawat to be prime minister. Paytong Thaan Shinawat's nomination will be put to a vote in parliament on Friday. The announcement's been made a day after the Constitutional Court dramatically dismissed Seta Tawisin as Prime Minister. The internet entrepreneur Kim.com is to be extradited from New Zealand to the United States. Authorities there say he made his fortune from digital piracy. German-born Kim.com, who describes himself as an internet freedom fighter, founded Mega Upload, a now defunct website that was often used to share pirated films and music online. An increased level of emergency has been declared in Russia's Belgorod region as Ukrainian forces continue their cross-border offensive in neighbouring Kursk. Russia's emergencies ministry upgraded the alert to a federal level a day after the regional governor said more help was needed from central government. Japan's lifted a week-long warning that had urged people to prepare for a potentially major earthquake along the country's Pacific coast. No new seismic activity has been detected. Here's Shaima Khalil.
The Japan Meteorological Agency said it had not detected any concerning changes in the seismic activity along the Nankai Trough area. The first megaquake advisory to be issued by the authorities was triggered by a magnitude 7.1 quake in southwestern Japan last week. While the damage was limited, the tremor hit the western edge of the seismically active area of the Nankai Trough, which stretches across the densely populated Pacific coast from central to southwestern Japan. The advisory prompted panic buying among some in local communities. It also negatively impacted some tourism businesses during the summer holiday season.
BBC News.